Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, there's always something exciting going on at Ford, and that's why they're such a great partner with us, and they're doing such great things for veterans. And also, they're partnering up with some of our partners, and Louisa Schumacher is with us right now, Ford Fund Senior Manager for Essential Services, which is a big title, Louisa.
It's an exciting job and an epic time to be at Ford, for sure.
Yeah. And you guys are always surprising. I mean, we know about the cars and the trucks and the things, but it's always something very innovative and something beyond what the core product is that makes Ford, I think, one of those front-running companies. You know, just always looking to do more, right?
Well, without question. And that's because our customers keep doing more, whether it's expanding their businesses or it's customers having new needs. We are really connected to our customers and the communities that we are with all over the world. And so with all of the things that are changing, we're changing too. And we want to be around for the next 100 years. So we've been around for a minute, but we are on that edge. I will tell you, it's an exciting time at Ford.
Yeah, and especially with what you guys do with veterans. I mean, you do a lot with a lot of organizations, but Ford seems to have such a heart for veterans. And you've teamed up with one of our partners, one of our great friends, Team Rubicon, joining forces to deliver the critical ground support in any kind of disaster areas, right?
Absolutely. We love Team Rubicon at Ford and Ford Fund, where I get to serve. And we've been working alongside Team Rubicon because disaster relief is something we care about. We've been involved in humanitarian aid, as you mentioned, our commitment to the veteran community and those actively serving. I mean, we are absolutely connected to our customers and our communities globally. And right now, there are a lot of natural disasters happening. And so humanitarian efforts matter more than ever. And high-impact, veteran-led humanitarian organizations are getting the job done. And that's Team Rubicon all the way.
Yeah, and what you guys are doing is such a special situation here. You're donating 17 specially outfitted vehicles, a combination of F-150 Power Boost hybrid trucks, F-150 Lightning trucks, and the Super Duty trucks and Bronco SUVs that Team Rubicon can use to get to some of those people that are affected in hard to reach areas, right?
That's it. And also some of those trucks have power on board. So, you know, when the power is out, which is pretty much mostly the case,
right?
When these disasters strike, they're able to get to the hardest to reach both communities and places. I mean, when the power goes down, sometimes it's the trucks can't get there because there's a tree in the middle of the road.
Sure.
Team Rubicon is there with the highest skilled volunteers, mostly veteran volunteers, in fact, who come with incredible high-tech skills, who can respond immediately with that skill set that's required. And so to equip these gray shirts who are out in the what we would describe as high-hanging fruit areas, hardest to serve, but very important communities that sometimes are far away from resources.
Right.
Team Rubicon is showing up, and we want to equip them with great tools.
That is so cool. We're talking to Louisa Schumacher here in the National Defense, Ford Fund Senior Manager of Essential Services, about Team Rubicon. And, you know, the CEO, Art De La Cruz, has been on this show, I don't know, 10, 12 times. And we're always so happy to talk to him because, you know, I don't even know how he has time to talk to us because they're always so busy. And you were telling me, Louisa, are you a gray shirt?
Oh, I am on my way. I had the opportunity to volunteer with Team Rubicon here in Detroit, where we are headquartered at Ford, in our own community. We were affected by floods several years ago, and it's not just when disaster strikes, it's also in the rebuilding and recovery. And Detroit has been recovering from a flood that struck 2 years ago. And I went and volunteered with Team Rubicon gray shirts, and it was a life-changing experience, and I was only 4 blocks away from my house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So storms are affecting our neighbors. We might not even know it. And Team Rubicon is there and they're growing. And in fact, volunteer. I mean, it was probably one of the most high impact volunteer experiences I've ever had in my life.
Wow. You know, when you think about the cost of some of these disasters, I just read a statistic here about the U.S. has sustained 355 weather and climate disasters since 1980. Total cost over like $2.5 trillion.
Wow.
And as of May 8th, there have been $7 billion disasters in the U.S. alone.
Yeah.
And you know, and those are, yeah, those are big numbers, but then you think beyond the numbers and the people affected with those disasters, where would you be without a Team Rubicon? You know,
wow.
I mean, you've got the federal government, yes. You've got the FEMA, yes. You've got, you know, the Red Cross, fantastic. But I mean, Team Rubicon, because of what they do and their skills in the military, they come in and just the assessment value alone, you know, to get in there and assess what needs to be done and when it needs to happen, right?
Yeah, yeah, you got it, you got it. I mean, imagine being, you know, the mayor of a small town in Missouri, you know. You might not have as your main skill set how to handle a federally declared disaster.
Right.
And so to be able to have truly this network that exists of both volunteer and expertly run organizations, of which Team Rubicon is truly becoming a leader in that network. It is alongside Red Cross, who we also support deeply. But because of the uptick in these natural disasters and the frequency and where they're hitting, they're not hitting necessarily in places that have all the equipment and expertise to be able to recover quickly. So recognizing that the frequency is happening, you know, more and more, we do need more solutions, and we do need to apply expertise and technology and a sense of purpose too, you know, as I described my volunteer effort, it was only, around the corner from my house, truly. 90% of communities have experienced some level of declared disaster in the last decade. Mm-hmm. We think that that's going to keep happening. So we want to equip teams and encourage people to volunteer for groups like Team Rubicon. And in your community, recognizing that preparedness, readiness, and support really matter.
You know, Louisa, if you could send me an F-150 Lightning truck, I could be ready to go. Just in a matter of seconds, I could be ready to go.
You betcha. You know, the lightning has some get up, to put it mildly. So, yeah, definitely.
That's right.
I cannot wait to get one. The powered Bay Ford Team Rubicon partnership is really exciting. The fleet is dynamic of trucks. Oh, it includes a Bronco too, so I'm excited.
Right.
I'm excited to see the Bronco. So this is also about these trucks performing in really high stakes environments too. So we're putting them to the test, and we want to give the best to this team.
Ooh, that's a good. You know what? That's a good comment. Putting these vehicles to the test, because it is. And I mean, after the Team Rubicon goes in and uses these and gives the report back, that only makes it look even better for what people could do with these vehicles, right?
That's right. I mean, the power goes out in your house. I'd like you to be able to with ease count on your truck. So, you know, whether that's your own or you're part of a volunteer at Team Rubicon as a gray shirt, that's how we want to show up.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Well, Louisa, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for everything that Ford is always doing. I mean, they're out there everywhere. How can people find out more information about this partnership and everything that you guys are doing?
Oh, Team Rubicon, powered by Ford. Follow it on Instagram. Check it out on the socials. Really, keep an eye out. And also volunteer. Team Rubicon is ready. Team Rubicon, particularly the veteran community, this is just the coolest organization. It's growing and it's high impact.
I love it. I love it. Louisa, you're great. You are great.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.